I asked you to let him pitch a full inning, said Denning, barely containing his ire. What you asked is that I let him switch pitch for an inning. I told you I had a scout here. It was Jaggard. He came for Gill. Well, he didn't miss much. What the hell is your problem? You are the problem. You let that boy think he has something. He does have something. If you'd give him the chance.
Reynolds finally met his eyes.
He's a novelty. It made you look good in JV, nothing else. No place for it in real baseball.
You mean in your baseball? The majors have already accepted it.
They deal with it. They've never accepted it and they never will. Once this Venditti washes out, it'll be over. Just a passing thing.
I disagree.
And that's why you coach freshmen in JV.
Denning felt a distinct urge to pummel the man, but he held back, knowing nothing would get through his inflexible mind.
You don't have the right to hold back a player. The hell I don't. I'm the coach, and this is my team. Don't you forget it. But Gil's got no future anyway. Better to have him face reality earlier rather than later. Now get out of my dugout.
Denning started up the steps, but stopped at the last one and turned to Reynolds.
I can't wait to see your face when he proves you wrong.
You have to calm down, buddy, said Tucker, cruising down Montezuma Street. And why's that? Exclaimed Gil. Mandy was sitting between them on the front seat and sank back out of the firing range. 5 innings. That's how many I've been allowed to pitch this season. And always in relief. Always with the left hand. You're a reliever, says the high and mighty Coach Reynolds.
I know.
Do you? So how much longer would you say I should wait before I stop being calm? Hey, how about the rest of the season? Then all the open tryouts are over. How about then? Would that be long enough, buddy? Tucker didn't have an answer for this, so he kept his mouth shut. When they reached the apartment building, Gil headed inside. Mandy turned to Tucker, who was gripping the steering wheel, staring out at the vacant lot. He's going to leave, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
He won't graduate if he does. Isn't there something you could say?
He don't give a rat's ass about graduating, and I can't blame him. He was born to do one thing, Mandy. It's all he's good at. So here's what I have to say. I'll do anything he wants me to do to help him reach his dream.
That night, the two boys made their plans. In 2 weeks, the Major League Baseball Scouting Bureau was holding a tryout in Phoenix, open to any players 16 years or older. Gil went online and filled out the entry form, the fee to be paid on the day of the tryouts. It happened the Badgers had a game on that day, but this held little concern. Gil knew he wasn't going to pitch, so what was the point? As the days crept by, the two friends worked feverishly to get Gil ready. Not a word was said to Alice, and though Tucker understood why Gil was staying mum, he felt it was unfair to keep her in the dark. 4 days before the tryouts, he said as much to Gil. She'll find out soon enough, after I'm drafted.
Why not let her know now? She's always supported what you do.
Gil's cheek twitched. Because on the off chance she says she doesn't want me to leave her, I'd have to stay. I'd have no choice. And then I'd resent it. And her. Tucker digested this.
Then I guess we're on our own. Does the team know?
No. They're a good bunch of guys and I hate to let them down, but it's what I gotta do. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. You think you can run me over to the bus station? I need to get my ticket to Phoenix. Tucker had to work very hard to keep his anger in check. He clenched his jaw and tried to slow his breathing before he responded. Gil took it as hesitation. Never mind. I know you're busy. I'll just walk on over.
You shut the hell up, Gil Hayes. So help me, I'll knock you a good one, and you'll go to that tryout with a shiner. Ain't nobody taking you to Phoenix but me. Understood?
Sure, Tuckeroo.
Okay, sure. And I don't want to hear another word about it.
And you won't. I just didn't want you to have to take off work. Tucker's jaw flapped open in disbelief. He shook his head violently, muttering angrily to himself. Gil quickly tossed an arm over his shoulders and squeezed tight. I'm sorry, brother. I wasn't thinking. It's not my specialty, as you of all people know. I'd be honored to have you chauffeur me. Might want to bring Mandy along, though. After I catch the eye of some scout and he whisks me off to the majors, it won't be much fun for you driving home alone. Tucker looked at him and smiled.
On the contrary, that'll be the greatest moment of my life.